find out what happened during the deep night ticket. Now, during the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
Woodford Reserve Users Campout. We'd like to give a special shout-out to Zalot Pizza, zalotpizza.com. They just fed us, and I think now the cat is about to enjoy a little taste of that pep.
That was very good pizza.
It was delicious.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Pre-soda Dave would crush Zalot.
And they will deliver quite late.
Yes.
I found.
Yeah, and they do have like special pizzas made just for drunk people or stoned people.
Oh, do they really? Yeah.
That would suck.
The drunken masterclass
pizza late at night.
Why?
Because you're dealing with just what they said, a bunch of drunks going, "What are you again?"
Yeah,
I love you.
Giving you the wrong apartment number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Like how late? 2?
I'd have to confirm. I feel like I've ordered there until close to 3.
Yeah, they may be open past the bars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Delivering pizza is a great job. Anybody else do that?
No.
No.
Here, what's up?
Oh, no.
Snake. Snake.
Sorry, I grabbed the wrong headset.
Oh, idiot.
Oh, my God.
This one will do.
You did?
Did you deliver pizzas, Snake?
Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry, I lost track of
edible
about
air.
Yeah,
I did it for about 3 months.
I waited tables.
Was it
a lot of tables.
Before GPS, obviously, so you had like a Mapsco in your car?
I did.
Oh, dude. How did we deal with those?
And if you didn't have one, how did you get anywhere?
It's just, you either print or you're just going by what people will say. Yeah. And one time I was trying to go visit a lady in Fort Worth and got lost and just followed downtown Dallas back to my house. I didn't even stop at a payphone to call. I just came right back home, said, sorry.
Couldn't find you.
And that's when, even when you called, from home, Fort Worth was, you had to pay for a call to Fort Worth. That's unreal to me right now.
I know.
Yeah.
You can call anywhere in America now and it's free on the phone, but when you call the next city, it costs money.
Yeah.
Collect call from Commerce, and I had to call Collect Home all the time.
Gosh.
Like, it's so dumb.
Did you have the calling card when you were in college?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
God, I forgot about those.
We had to, remember in our dorm, you had to set up long distance on your phone.
Yeah.
And only so many rooms had it.
So they couldn't call?
Sometimes people would come to, like, our room and use the phone and pay us back.
And do you remember the first versions of the car phones, the one in the big bags that may have been free, like, after 8 o'clock or something like that, or free on the weekends? And I had a buddy, a frat brother of mine, who had one, and we'd stand in line at his car to use his phone to call whoever we need to call when we were in college. Yeah, after 8 o'clock when it was free.
Were you a pager guy?
Yep.
I never did a pager.
Never did.
Nope.
No.
I never felt like anyone needed to get a hold of me that bad.
Did we get ticket pagers? Like in the first year?
We got cell phones
like
the
logoed
first day.
Yeah.
Cell phones the first day, and they took them away a month later when they got the first round of bills.
Yeah.
And they confiscated everybody's phone.
I just always wanted to say, hit me on my hip. I thought that was pretty cool to say.
But I don't remember ever having a pager.
Hit me on my hip.
Maybe not.
You remember when we went to that lunch, like the first time, like AT&T, there was just a bunch of us in that like Los Colinas lunchroom, and they gave us phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? And I think that may still be my number that I got from
that's
them.
That's still ours.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Wow.
I remember the first cell phone I had outside of the one that the ticket gave us and then quickly confiscated. It was like 3 years later, and some phone company sponsored the Switzer show. that I did with Barry on the ticket every week.
Yeah.
And they gave me a phone, and it was huge, and it had an antenna that you had to pull out.
Those are so insane looking now.
Yeah, that was probably like, 96, 97.
Infinitely funnier than any house phone or anything. Those phones are so insane.
Did you guys have the your own line, like in high school?
No.
I had the extension in my room, but it was all one line.
My senior year, I have an older sister. She had her own phone line, and when she went off to college, I got it.
Wow. Was it in the phone book?
It had
your parents' name, and then it had children's line.
See, only the rich families had that.
But I don't think it had children. I think it did have my name in the phone book.
Wow.
It was the most exciting moment of my life. But I had the phone that was clear, that you could turn the ringer off, but it would light up if it rang.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you had the ladies
call you. Do you remember that number?
I absolutely do.
Wow.
214-374-6562.
I wonder who has that.
I gave that to so many girls that didn't call me.
See, I got one my junior year, and I think it was important at the time because homes were just starting to get dial-up internet. And so my parents wanted to be able to use the internet without me getting in the way on the phone all the time. And I thought it was great until I realized downstairs that they had the ability to unplug one jack from one input and put it in the other, and they could hear my phone.
And you couldn't hear them.
Oh, no. I mean, I guess if you were really paying attention, you could probably hear a click or something.
Oh, no.
Like when someone would pick up the phone on the same line in the house.
Is that where they heard the four-pointer thing?
No, unfortunately, they found that the original text, the manuscript.
The scoring manual.
Right. Yes.
The media guide to the league.
Man,
that one back to
the own phone line was the biggest step up when you were in high school.
Oh, it was huge.
If you told anyone you had your own phone, they would. It just upped
very
the game
few of my
up
friends had that.
Now, my house, we had the before the cordless. We had the wall kitchen phone with the cord that was
the
a mile
long one,
that you could stretch down the hallway into your room and close the door on the cord.
God, it was that long?
Yeah, we had one of those too.
I mean, it was like 50 feet long.
But I think I'm the only one that still has a house phone right now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You use it?
Yeah.
When?
My mom will call me on the house phone.
Why?
My mother-in-law will call on the house phone.
So
my wife will use it for work.
So it's a mom hotline.
Yeah, basically. You know the bad
signal.
And
the city calls you, right? The city calls you for...
yeah, emergencies and all that, yeah. But it is kind of shocking, but my wife says we will never give it up, and I don't know why, but we still have it.
I wonder what the percentage is right now of just Americans that have actual house phones.
I bet 25%.
I was going to say a little bit higher. I was going to say a little bit.
Yeah, maybe higher than we think.
People still have it as a part of a bundle, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes.
But that counts.
The
that still counts.
Makes you
but
get
yeah,
it.
Right.
That's
but
how Dan's is.
I'm just saying a lot of people probably have that bundle.
Yeah.
And rural
is that yours?
Areas.
Is that part of a bundle?
Oh.
Do you not handle, we have it. Do you not handle bills at all?
Not a one.
Really?
Not one.
Blow me up, dog.
Wow. Who else doesn't pay bills at all?
I just blow him up.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
37% of American households still have a landline.
Okay.
So it was a little higher than 25.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, and again, it's funny because if it's not one of the two, my aunt will call there also. So it's just family. So
yeah,
if it's not family, then I don't pick it up. If it's a number I don't recognize, I'm not picking it up.
But that's not on their end. Like, why don't they just call your cell? Why do they have to call your landline?
I don't know. But my mom will probably 85% call the house phone. And every now and then she'll call the cell. But it's mainly house.
From her landline?
From her line, landline.
Does she
yes.
think only landlines can call landlines?
No. She doesn't. She's not that
it
old.
It goes through the circuit board.
Yeah.
Corby, did your parents ever have cell? Did they ever have cell phones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, whenever it was time for them to get like a smartphone, my mom got one and she texted and stuff, but my dad never made the jump to. I mean, he had a cell phone, but it wasn't a smartphone.
My mom didn't get a smartphone until after my dad passed, and then she finally did it.
My dad's been gone for a while, but he never had a cell phone.
Use it.
My dad.
What year did he die?
2004.
I know, they made those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's understandable.
And we tried to get him to get one. He's no.
Right.
But no, he wanted the shaft.
They don't need it.
Did you tell him that you can look at porn
theme
on it?
Song.
No, I did not tell my father.
I don't think that in 2004, unless you had a super phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, Dad.
Oh, for it.
You're
take
not going
to
believe
look at one picture.
Oh, hey, a drop.
I wonder if... I'm not going to even ask that.
No, don't.
No, you should.
What?
Where did that drop?
I'm more interested in finding
half.
Out who
damn
pays
it.
The bills in houses.
What score?
Yeah, 66-57.
I knew.
Celtics up
okay.
And
we'll
I
two of them said, the half.
No, okay. I don't deal with that at all.
I would love to outsource it, but I don't think she's into that.
Every bill.
I like doing it.
I like doing it, too.
Store? You go to the store also? You grocery shop?
I would say probably 80%. Not that you won't go if there's an item here or there, but I tend to do the big trip.
I'm zero at that, too.
I love that, too.
We're probably 50-50 on that.
I love going in there and not necessarily timing myself, but seeing just how efficient I can be.
Dude.
Like, no double backs. No,
I take my time.
It's the worst.
I like just feeling as if I'm really running routes, you know? No wasted movement. No false steps.
Not a way to bring it back to sports.
I have to go to the store with a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get a two or three items.
I need a list, but
I
like
the list?
I like to discover things along the journey.
See, the list,
I will
bro,
discover things.
The list stresses me out.
Bro,
because
it's the worst.
I've had so many times over the last 30 years where...
You just can't find it?
Or you just forget. You get, like... 41 out of 43 items. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it always seems like the one thing I leave off is the one thing that
the tampons.
Needs. No, Dave.
That would be important, though. Like, you'd have to, if it's on the list,
I've
it's clearly
many
neat.
Times had to.
Once again, George,
ride
got
that
the tampons.
Out with the cashier that.
Do you just not walk down the feminine aisle?
Repeats the item of everything you have.
Super absorbent.
Okay, bacon. Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. So you got the.
Need a price check here? At register 3 for Mr. Dunham. Tampons.
It's okay. Sorry, we're
super
good. We're good.
Tampons.
No, we're good.
Heavy flow.
So do you ever get home and present the bags and they're reviewed?
Oh, yeah.
And then you get the...
Can I see the receipt?
Oh, then you geez. Get the giant sigh and she just grabs her keys and walks out. That is the most defeating
now,
moment.
I always
my
run
life.
Back. I always say, you know, that's my
no,
fault.
My,
I'll run back.
Mine
again.
Will go if they overcharge a dollar. She'll go, you know what? They overcharged you. It's like, I'm not going back for a dollar.
Does
but
that
I
way,
will.
Really?
And she'll, oh, my gosh.
I will
yes.
spend $8 in gas going after that dollar.
Yeah, right? That makes no sense.
Does anyone live with a couponer?
I did.
I used to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to coupon myself.
What are those?
Oh, my gosh.
I used to do that every Sunday.
I collect coupons to make my food more expensive.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by the idea, but I think it would drive me crazy.
It does drive you crazy, but just think, and like back in the day, if you could save $10 every Monday night when you went to the store... That was 40 or 50 bucks. And, well,
no, I know a guy who does
then.
It and swears that his grocery bill is 60% of what it would normally be.
Damn.
And he cuts them every week.
Yeah, if you're really good about it.
Okay.
Bob just got too much money. That's the thing. I don't care what it costs. Pay for it.
Hey, cocky stuff. Sports will pay for it.
So we should probably continue in a moment.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to anybody else here is really... grabbing this thing, so more Campound next.
Okay.